And keeping you on the move, it's coming up all too soon, maybe for the planning committee. We'll see how that all works out. I've got several folks in from Freedom Fest. Of course, that's an annual tradition in Bartlesville. And in with us this morning, make sure I get the titles right. I know the names. Public Relations Spokesman Nathan Thompson. And good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll introduce the other voices as we come along. But Freedom Fest, 4th of July, downtown Bartlesville.
Absolutely. One of the best events that we have here in this great city that we have here in Bartlesville. Coming up, obviously, on July 4th, downtown Bartlesville, right along 2nd Street, we have our Bartlesville Freedom Fest that will be kicking off at 6 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. on Monday evening. Tons of entertainment throughout the day. Going to be, obviously, broadcast on KYFM 100.1.
Yep.
With you guys, and we've got a lot of things that the Downtown Kiwanis Club, who we are representing today, will be bringing along with the City of Bartlesville, the Knights of Columbus, and obviously we have so many things going on. We want to bring a bunch of people in today to talk about it.
It takes a bunch of people.
That's right.
I don't think we get the whole village in here, but we got three of you anyway.
Absolutely.
And of course, all the other things: fireworks, American Legion baseball, you name it. It's all going on downtown.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and of course, it is a great patriotic event for friends, family, and everybody to come down to downtown Bartlesville on the 4th of July to enjoy a great evening of entertainment, fun, food, friends, and of course, fireworks at the end.
You got all that F alliteration going in there.
Somebody
who uses words.
I love doing that type of stuff.
Isn't it wonderful? Of course, if there's something that we don't talk about this morning, it's all on your website, right?
Absolutely. We have our website available. Just go online to BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. You can also find information on our Facebook page. If you just want to search on Facebook, go to Bartlesville Freedom Fest. And all the information we're talking about today, plus a lot more, is all available online for our folks.
Well, I've seen their Facebook posts, and I know that they are getting set for it. It is Aunt Pearl and the Salties are coming up, right?
That's absolutely
right. Yeah, Natalie May, not in for Sunfest, but main stage director for Freedom Fest. Good morning,
That's
Natalie.
Right. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You've got voting for some youngsters coming up. We'll talk about that in just a bit.
Right, yes. The main things that I'm going to be in charge of, because I'm doing the stage directing, mm-hmm. We're going to have Aunt Pearl's Old Fashioned Lip Sync Contest again this year. I don't know if you all remember last year. It was hysterical. It was one of the best shows that I've seen on that stage in a long time as far as comedy. And so they're back, and it's Aunt Pearl and the Salty Seniors. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have several performances themselves, but also we do have a lip sync contest this year. That all begins at 7:30 on the Cherokee Casino main stage. So it's going to be hosted by Aunt Pearl, of course, and mm-hmm. the Salty Seniors acting troupe. And there's going to be some cash prizes for the winners.
All right. Any musical restrictions? You can do rock, you can do country, you can patriotic, you can do show tunes, anything you want, right?
You can do anything you want, just obviously family friendly. That's the main thing.
That's the theme for the whole event.
It's going to be a really good one. It's going to be much bigger than last year. You really cannot miss this.
And, of course, I have to believe, I don't know this officially, but I think Aunt Pearl's going to start it off for us again this year.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Pearl and the Salty Seniors. They're going to have several numbers in between, and it's just going to be a really good time. So we're excited for them.
I've been helping them put all their music together on their show, so it's going to be a good one.
Good. So you've got a sneak peek. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. It's going to be fun all the way around. After we get to the Milli Vanilli part of that, then we have actual vocal talent, right?
That's right. Yes. Everett Music Studio, they are sponsoring the Stars of Freedom Fest Vocal Talent Contest, and that begins at 6:15. Now, that is open to the public, so you are able to come in and compete on their family stage, and that is located at 2nd and Dewey.
Okay, so we just switched stages from the main stage to the family stage.
Yes, exactly. Kinda so there's a lot going on, so you can go to either stage and find something that you'll really enjoy, that's for sure.
Just verbally, I wanted to try to change the logistics of this so people have the idea that multiple stages, different things going on at the same time.
That's right, so you'll be definitely entertained.
Yeah, and then we can look to the skies as the Tulsa Air National Guard gets things going for us.
That's
well.
Right. Yes, the 138th Fighter Wing flyover. It's F-16s, and they usually do it, you know, in the V formation. Mm-hmm. And if you've never seen something like that, it can sometimes bring a tear to your eye. It's really patriotic and emotional, and it's neat to see it in person because a lot of people don't get to see stuff like that, and that's something that we like to provide for everybody that comes to the Freedom Fest.
My Air National Guard unit, when I was serving in Illinois, flew F-16s, and once you get used to the sound of that F-16 engine, there is no sound. I mean, any other aircraft engine sounds different than that F-16. It's a little bit more of a whine, or maybe that's just the pilot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and we do try to let everybody know right before it happens so that they know we're going to stop everything and look to the sky and be able to enjoy that.
It is wonderful, and thanks so much for their cooperation. They, I'm sure, get a lot of requests, but it's always nice that they're able to fill ours.
Absolutely, and really isn't that what it's all about, Charlie, to represent and honor those who have served our country and to celebrate how wonderful we are and to be able to have these great events like Freedom Fest. It's really all about the military and those who have served our country, and we're very happy to bring that to downtown Bartlesville.
Well, and of course, it also takes it back to the traditions of that document signed on or around July 4, 1776, when they kind of set sail in a skiff made of paper.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And we downtown Kiwanis is very happy to bring this great event with tributes to our military, tributes to the freedoms that we enjoy as citizens of this great nation.
Yeah, and that's why you're getting something else with Red, White, and Blue coming up, the Kids Parade?
Absolutely. Red, White, and Blue, the Patriotic Kids Parade. This is sponsored by the Examiner Enterprise this year. This is open to any child, really, that wants to go through and march down 2nd Street in front of thousands of folks that will be lining the route there. We'll have some sign-ups for those who want to participate in the Kids Parade between 6 and 6:45 at Freedom Fest. It's going to be directly right in front of the Old Depot, where mm-hmm. the Chamber of Commerce is located there at 2nd and Keeler. The parade will kick off at 7 o'clock. With the winners of the Little Mr. and Miss Freedom Fest contest as well, that we'll talk about here in just a little bit. They'll be leading the parade. We'll have some judges. I'm going to be one of the judges, and I've got some folks from the Examiner Enterprise as well who are going to be judging the Patriotic Kids Parade. Everybody's going to get a little something, but we're going to give some special prizes to those winners, and we'll announce that from the main stage directly after the parade. So, tons of kids coming out in that beautiful red, white, and blue that we're out there saluting for Freedom Fest along 2nd Street on July the 4th. It's a great day.
Well, and I know in the past you've broken it down in a number of different areas, and I don't remember, and also I'm not going to start naming them because I probably will be wrong.
Tons of categories that we're going to be looking at.
Okay. But they can register that evening. They don't need to pre-sign up.
Yeah, no pre-sign up at all. We would love to have walk-ins come in and just come by the Old Depot between 6 and 6:45, and we'll get the parade lined up and get your kids in there as well.
Okay. Mom and Dad probably might want to remember those colors, red, white, and blue. They could be important.
We'll
take a break, and we'll continue outlining what's coming up for you downtown Bartlesville on 4th of July with Freedom Fest in just a moment.